This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Very excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in a longtime friend, Dan Steinberg, Washington Post, DC Sports Blog. DC Sports Blog changed the way sports was covered in this city and perhaps in this country, and Dan will deflect all of the praise I give him. But you have made a tremendous impact. But today I don't want to harass you about writing again. I want to talk to you about a guy we all know and know well, in John Feinstein. How you doing, Steins?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
We're doing. So for you, I mean, what was the first Feinstein book you read?
I think that it was A Season Inside, which was a college basketball book that he wrote a couple years after the Bobby Knight book. And Steve Kerr was one of the primary figures in that one. But it was about, I think, the 1987 college basketball season. But it was all of his college basketball books were the ones I was drawn to. And it was in the, you know, it's kind of like the late 80s when, to me anyhow, it felt like college basketball was really taking off in the country. And it was like, you know, Big Monday and John Feinstein for me were like two of the things that really kind of crystallized my love of college basketball.
Yeah, I think the explosion of cable TV and then ESPN really pushed college hoops to like another level, because there was just so much of it you all of a sudden got to watch. At that point in my life, I was a young boy, I guess, living in North Carolina, where college basketball was absolutely king. And Feinstein kind of came into my life through the Post. And then, like, ESPN Sports Reporters, I remember watching that as a kid on Saturday or Sunday mornings, whatever that was. And for me and for you and for Brian, B, did he ever cover you? Did you ever, like, deal with John in a locker room?
Never in a locker room, but I did a lot of stuff at over. We were cross paths at what's it called?
Comcast.
In Comcast.
Yeah. So I think what's interesting for Brian and I is, like, I worked with John when I was on, like, the production side in digital. I remember I produced these shows with John and Gary Williams. Mm-hmm. And it blew my mind that I was, like, giving them direction. Just two dudes that are, like, actually in the Hall of Fame. And we did that for a while. For you, over the last 4 or 5 years, you've been Feinstein's editor. And you work with a ton of titans over there at the Post. I don't want to diminish it, but how hard would it be to edit or give John Feinstein direction?
Yeah, that was my initial kind of feeling or thought, and I was awed a little bit about it because, like I said, I started reading him when I was, you know, 12 years old, and he was one of the reasons that I wanted to get into this industry. And when I was a sophomore at the University of Delaware, they hired Mike Bray as the head coach, and you know, he's a DeMatha guy, I think, right?
And yeah, and Duke
someone that Feinstein knew forever. And so Feinstein was up there to, like, I can't remember why, but he was on campus at Delaware, and Mike Bray invited all the kids from the student newspaper to come meet him. And so I'd met him when I was, you know, a 19 or 20 year old or whatever, still hoping to get in the industry. And then, you know, I met him when I came to the Post again and dealt with him intermittently over the years. And he was never shy about offering advice and, among other things, told me that I was completely wasting my time doing a blog and it was beneath me and I should stop doing that. But so, yeah, becoming his editor for like a day or whatever, it was like a little bit surreal. But like, he wasn't, I guess he wasn't the kind of guy that would have that kind of relationship. Like immediately, there's like, you know, it was a very kind of old school newspaper relationship where there was no, like, no time or space for like awe or formality or anything. You know, we would like curse at each other and I would like absolutely tell him this is stupid or this doesn't make any sense or whatever. You know, there was, that was kind of the relationship. And, you know, a lot of people today, including people that we're friends with, have said what a, like, amazing, tremendous, you know, groundbreaking writer he was. I don't know that that's totally true. He was, like, an amazing reporter and, like, a fearless reporter, but I don't know that his writing was, like, what really set him apart. So, yeah, I edited him, and he would push back, and he would yell at me about stuff, and I would yell at him. I mean, it was a definitely a relationship unlike... It was different from my relationship with like Barry Saluda or something, which is we don't curse at each other a lot. I would say, you know, we
sure,
but Feinstein sort of like was old school in that way. And I don't know if you read, but George Solomon, the longtime sports editor of the Post, who I know, at least Brian, I definitely know, has dealt with a lot. He wrote a piece today about Feinstein, and he was fond of saying that he like fired Feinstein 5 times. And I mean, he was like difficult to deal with. That was like part of who he was. It would be crazy not to.
But it was endearing.
But you know what I loved about him? He, and it's what I love about most people that are this way. They are going to be who they are, no matter what you feel or think.
100%.
And you have to learn to respect those people because what they are, they're going to just give it to you. They're not going to sugarcoat or change up to be somebody else to try to benefit you.
100% true, yeah. Brian. And like stuff like among DC sports fans, one of the things that he became known for was like his insistence that the Nats screwed up by shutting down Strasburg in the playoffs.
Right.
That was not like a first take bit that he was doing to try to get attention, because he would have that same exact argument over and over and over again with all of us offline. Like that was something that he deeply believed. He was not someone who was ever going to like fake it for ratings or to make like an argument. Like I think he was wrong a lot, or at least according to me, but he was, it was like deeply held and like he was passionate about it. And I think like Coach K said that somewhere today, I think that he didn't care whether anyone agreed with him or disagreed with him. And he wasn't doing it for like the clicks. He was doing it because those were the things he believed, and he believes things very strongly.
Well, dude, I even think he was doing that before the clicks. You know what I mean? Like, for him to have a relationship with Bobby Knight in the 80s, when Bobby Knight was the king of the sport, right? It'd be like Bobby Knight, Dean Smith, John Thompson were these like titans.
Yep.
And he was fearless in a guy in Bobby Knight that you know, got off on intimidation. And there was no retweeting. There was no shouting shows on various sports networks in the morning. That's just who John was. And I remember for me, I'm like a 28, 29-year-old kid trying to get him and Gary to do these segments that I know if I can get John and Gary to talk about who was the kid at Duke that was tripping everybody. Remember that kid?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can see his face.
Yeah, me too. Grayson,
he
something.
NBA for a while, he might still be.
Yeah, whoever that kid was, the Duke kid that was tripping everybody. Like, yeah. I'm in my internet brain. I'm like, all right, I need Gary and John to talk about this, and this will do really well online. And John's like, absolutely not. American University's lost six in a row, and I'm just like, or GW, whoever it was, and I'm just like, dude, please, like, we could do GW if you'll give me the Duke kid also, but that's just who he was. He did not care about the nonsense that now drives so much of, like, the drivel of sports conversation. He cared about what 100%. He thought was the good story.
Yeah. You're right. Grayson Allen. It was Grayson
yes.
Allen, right?
That kid.
Yeah.
Was there anything you took from
him? He was going to be today. He had moved to Farmville, Virginia. I don't know if you knew this. He was working at this school teaching journalism and doing Farmville basketball games. But he was up in D.C., which is why he was at his brother's house. And he was there to do the A-10 tournament for us today at Cap One Arena. And I don't know if you saw the images from Cap One Arena yesterday. It wasn't like a packed house necessarily for, you know, GW Fordham, but that's the stories that he loved. Those were the games that he loved. And he was like a really perceptive media critic too, because he watched ESPN all the time and he hated a lot of what they did and was very open about criticizing them. But he would have like been in his glory this week at the A-10 tournament, where he would have known all the coaches and where he would have gotten to know the kids. And he loved kind of telling those stories about lesser known players. You know, I would say sometimes he probably overly romanticized some of the smaller schools and the lesser known coaches, but those were the stories that he loved, even though he was friends with, you know, Tom Izzo and Coach K and, not friends with Bobby Knight, but certainly, you know, close acquaintances with him and, you know, John Thompson, all those people he knew well, but he really, really was drawn to the smaller schools and the under the radar stories.
Is there anything from John's style that you took or something that you say, oh, I can't do that?
Well, when people talk about him being fearless, it was, I think a lot of times people tap dance around questions now, around hard questions, and he didn't do that. He wouldn't call like college kids student athletes. He wouldn't call like the big sponsors corporate champions. If there was like a coach that he knew and he wanted to go talk to, and there was like a security guard saying you can't talk to him on this feet, he would be like F you and just go do it anyhow. You know, he was there was like a very old school, like kind of aggressive newspaper mentality to him that I don't know if I ever adopted that, but I sort of wish that I did, or I admired that in him. Like he really, really did not care about sort of playing by the rules or getting along to go along, all that stuff. He wanted to get the information that he wanted to get. He was going to do whatever he needed to do to get it, I would say. You know who he's friends with? He was good friends with Bob Woodward. Bob Woodward considered himself John's mentor, because when John started at the Post, he was working in Metro and he was covering cops, and you know, Bob Woodward came out of Metro when he broke the Watergate stuff. And so he had like a really kind of old school reporter instinct that I definitely admired.
Well said. Thank you. I know you're a low profile guy these days. I appreciate you making time for us.
The craziest thing is that he was, you know, he wrote about Selection Sunday for us every year. It was like his favorite day. It was like, it used to be my favorite day of the calendar. And he hadn't been in the office to do it with us since the pandemic, and he was going to come in on Sunday. It was going to be the first time we were going to do it together for God knows how many years. It's like so – I mean, I talked to him so long the day before. It's just like unreal to me that this week is happening and he's not part of it.
I saw him at the club having lunch with his daughter,
his daughter.
10 days ago.
Yeah, and
I didn't want to interrupt him, but I saw him and I in that moment took for granted, all right, I see John all the time. I didn't think, I was like, oh, swimming's coming up, I'll see him this summer. No moment did I think and it's just crazy.
Let me say one more thing. I know you guys got to go, but the other thing he had was a huge amount of self-confidence and self-belief in who he was and what he did. And so he filed this Tom Izzo column for me Wednesday morning, and called me to make sure that I got it. And I was like, yeah, I got it. He's like, it's very good. And I work in an industry with people who are consumed by self-doubt and neuroticism. And he just never had that. He was like, I'm John Feinstein, and here's Tom Izzo column, and it's good. And it was there's just something so kind of pure about who he was. There was never any artifice about anything. You know what I mean? He was just, this is who he was, and take it or leave it. And it's just crazy that he's gone.
I respect that. Totally.
Yeah.
And I bet, I haven't read the column. I have the Post Sports page up on my computer, and I know Barry has the column. I want to read the Solomon, but it's seeing John up there in that top right. Tom Izzo is having too much fun to stop coaching now. I'm guessing he got Izzo on the phone for that column.
He did,
And you know how hard it is to get Izzo on the phone in mid-March when he's got a title contender?
For us, not for John.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that was – he could get anyone on the phone. A couple weeks ago, he was like, oh, I'm coming to D.C. for the day. I'm going to have lunch with Steve Kerr downtown. But it was he bragged about a lot of stuff. He didn't really brag about that. It was just he knew everyone famous in the game, and he that was what his career was built on, was kind of those relationships and not being afraid to kind of make them. So,
thank you again, man. This has been great.
Cool. Appreciate you.
It's good talking to you guys. Good hearing your voices.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it, man. I owe your brother-in-law a round of golf, I know. That is Dan Steinberg. Imagine being John Feinstein's editor. That's not an easy position, man.
Nah.
Few more Feinstein stories. We'll get back to football at 11. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.